just don't be afraid to start small. Start with 30 seconds and then just watch it build from there. It will build. Natasha and I have seen it happen personally.
You've heard my stretching story, right? The story. But if you've listened to us before, you've heard about my stretching, like starting with 1 minute. That's, you know, we all have 60 seconds to prioritize ourselves.
That's right. We all have 60 seconds to prioritize ourselves. Join me, Allegra, and Natasha as we talk on the Harness the Power of Planning podcast about easy self-care tips for busy moms.
It's a live chat here on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. I will be joined any moment now by the amazing, I was going to say illustrious, Allegra. So my biz bestie and bestie in real life as well. Illustrious. Better than notorious, I guess. Oh, well, we'll see. So she'll be joining us here on Instagram any second, but if you're live with us on YouTube or Facebook, you're seeing both of us right now. Welcome to our Thursday chat. Every Thursday, we are doing this. we're here hanging out with you.
So meta. We're here.
We're doing this on Thursday mornings at 9:30 Pacific, 12:30 Eastern. We're here to chive lat with you. We're gonna chive lat with you.
What is that called when you combine, like, rearrange words like that? Yeah, I feel like that must have a name.
That's what it's called. It's called losing your mind. Honestly, it's what's really funny is because I, as a kid, used to make fun of my mom who did it all the time, and I always just thought it was because, you know, English is not her first language. But now I do.
Am I gonna get an impression of your mom? Stop what you're doing.
It doesn't sound weird. It doesn't sound weird. You know, to me, it doesn't sound weird. Like, my kids will be like, "What?"
Okay.
Mom? You
know? So tell me one.
My favorite one of my mom's is when I was a kid. Well, I was in college. I came home for a break and she wanted to go to the movies with me. And she said, "Yeah, Tashu, do you want to go see East Clintwood in the Fine of Liar?" So his name was East Clintwood. In the Fine of Liar, I was like, "I'm gonna go see Clint Eastwood in the Line of Fire, and I'll meet you after." And she's like, "What are you talking about? That's what I said." I was like, "No, it wasn't. That was not what you said." But I'm telling you, East Clintwood does not sound weird to me now.
Oh no, weird. East Clintwood. That sounds good.
East Clintwood. Yeah.
Well, I have one where my husband, I am better at reading maps than he is. Mm-hmm. So when we drive in a foreign country, I am reading the map and he is driving. Mm-hmm. And he was getting really frustrated because I should turn right, you should turn right. I should turn left, right, I should turn left. So, like, it took us a while to get the language right. I was like, okay, I'll say correct as in affirmative, not left, right, left, right, right? But, you know, a certain number of hours driving a manual car on the wrong side of the road, and you get burnt out.
Your brain gets fried.
And at one point, he was just so tired of me saying, like, "That's not the right way. You need to go this way." And he was like, "Would you stop nagavating?" And I was like, how is that not a word?
That is so fantastic. That is so
I feel like
accurate.
Captain Kirk should have said that to who was the woman who was like kind of the navigator with the big earrings?
Uhura.
I feel like at some point he should have said, "Uhura, stop navigating."
Oh my God, that is so amazing. That's so amazing. Because it's definitely different than backseat driving, right? Yes. A backseat driver is like a different thing. Nagavating. Oh my God, that's amazing. That's amazing. Jeremy and I have a similar thing early in our relationship. I, in general, just have a better sense of direction too, a better map reader than he is. And I would do things like go right, you know, and I'd point left and say right. Or, you know, and vice versa all the time. And he would be like, "What do I do?" Right? So he would follow what I said, which was wrong. Sometimes right, sometimes wrong. And I'd be like, "No, right. You know, and I keep pointing. He's like, "You're saying
right.
You're pointing left and saying right."
Yeah. Affirmative.
It wasn't that. It was just the left, right. I get my left and rights mixed up. So we finally figured it out that I'm like, no matter what comes out of my mouth, that is irrelevant. Follow the finger. Like, so that is just what, you know, whichever way I point will be correct, because I have a very good sense of direction, but the words don't always line up. Like, I know where I'm going and my body will know that part, but the words do not always match up. So we took us about a year and a half into our relationship with lots of fights, when finally I was like, just follow the finger. The finger will always be right, you know? And so we've avoided a lot of trouble by just following finger. And then, of course, you know, GPS.
Right. Changed things. Right.
Changed things for sure. Yeah.
Anyway. Don't talk to me. I'm not the Nagivator anymore.
That is hilarious. And that needs to be in the lexicon for sure. Like, that needs to be in like the Urban Dictionary for sure.
So this was so good. This was not at all what we were supposed to talk about today. But no, if you joined us before, you know, Natasha and I like to chat.
Listen,
and
so conversation that's just gonna navigate its way wherever it decides it wants to go. We do have a subject.
Yes, and actually we're excited to announce that we've actually brainstormed a whole bunch of subjects. By the way, if you're listening on the podcast, or if you're watching video, you can listen to the audio only portion, just wherever you get your podcasts, go for the Harness the Power of Planning podcast. And we have actually come up with a long list of topics that we're going to start putting into the schedule. So if you're following us on YouTube or Instagram, you can click for calendar reminders for any topics that you specifically want to hear. And so those are going to be going up soon. So I'm excited about that. And so today's topic is quick and easy self-care tips for moms and caregivers, because that's who we're all about.
Quick and easy is key, right? Because self-care is such a buzzword. Everyone's like, self-care, self-care, self-care. But oh my gosh, it can feel like just another thing to do, or just, you know, you already have a jam-packed schedule. You already have a long to-do list. Oh my gosh, now I have to squeeze in self-care, right? So quick and easy is the key here, right? We don't want self-care to be a burden or a should.
No.
You know, we don't like you shoulding on yourself.
No.
But we, you know, these are quick and easy things.
Yes. And so number one is, we always tell people, if you're not doing it already, do this one thing, because there is an insane amount of science that backs it up. And that is
crazy.
That is,
make your bed. Make your bed. I did it this morning. My husband was still in it. I just made my side. When I go back into the bedroom later, I'll probably, you know, I don't know if he's made his side. Who knows? But I made my side. It's a habit that I do. And that is, believe it or not, that is a little simple self-care thing that you can do. And it's quick and it's easy. And why is making your bed self-care, Allegra?
They have done so much research on this. Making your bed is actually something that's called a keystone habit. And the reason why is they say that keystone habits have benefits far beyond just the obvious. So there's the obvious that making your bed makes your room look neater, right? Because our beds take up a large portion of the average size bedroom. I know mine does. However, it's also been shown to boost confidence, increase executive function, meaning good decision making. And for me, one of the most unexpected benefits is that in the process of unmaking the bed at night, it triggers your brain to start winding down, which ends up giving you a better night's sleep.
Which is crazy, right? You think about that. But I do, like, okay, so before Allegra and I started working together, I was an intermittent bed maker. You know, we came across
reluctant bed maker.
Yeah, I was kind of like, it was more just kind of like, whatever, you know, like if I had time to do it, I'd do it. If I didn't have time, I didn't do it. Right. And I didn't have time. Right. It was just kind of like feeling like I was running behind. But, you know, this morning I didn't get up as early as I should have, but literally it takes, honestly, I do have a weighted blanket. So you have to fight with the weighted blanket a little bit to get it flat. Otherwise it's super lumpy, right. Overnight. But, you know, it takes a teensy bit longer, but what does it take me? 60 seconds, really, at the end of the day. Yes. It doesn't take that long, right? I don't have a pillowscape. Like, you know, but anyway, point being, I'd make it sometimes, I didn't make it some other times, right? And then this little tidbit of research came across, and I was like, this makes sometimes kind of doesn't make sense, but it does make sense when I go to take my sheets or my comforter at night and pull back that duvet. It does feel like an invitation. There is a signal to my mind going like, ah, here comes rest time. Here comes, your day is completed now. This is the time where you get to be horizontal. Maybe as I get closer to 50, it's feeling, feels more like a little treat than it ever, yes, ever before, yes, you know, but it is wild. It is wild how like pulling that comforter back does engage. It is a signal. It's a visual signal to your body. Like, hey, now we're going to start that rest time. We're going to start rejuvenating and resting. And it's wild. It really does feel nice.
Absolutely. Second quick and easy tip for self-care is pick something that you like. Don't, again, Tasha and I talk all the time, don't should on yourself. And if you followed us for a long time, then you know that I struggle with my meditation practice. I struggle with it. I'm almost at the point where I'm like, I might not be a meditator. Now, I do some visualization, affirmation. I also do engage in a lengthy skincare routine that includes ambient music, solfeggio, mm-hmm, scales, actually, for those of you who know about solfeggio scales, and the burning of a candle. And that feels very meditative, yeah, to me.
Because that's a mindful activity, right? I mean, that is part of what meditation can be. Yes. Like, there's so many different versions of what meditation can mean.
Yes.
But that mindfulness, it's really about being presence of mind, you know?
And I can tell you when I first started doing skincare, I did skincare like this because I did not wear sunscreen until I turned 40, because I didn't believe I had to, because I am medium skin tone. I thought I was okay. I found out that I did need to wear sunscreen. The damage was starting to prove itself to me. And so I started wearing sunscreen, and my skincare routine has slowly evolved over, Natasha and I will both be 50 this year. So over the last 10 years, my skincare routine has returned, but when it has developed. But when it started, my skincare routine looked like this. And for those of you who are watching the podcast, I'm basically mimicking, like, how fast can I get this cream slap it on.
Well, that's me. That is me. That's how my skincare routine is, because it's just like, boom, 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 get it on. You know, yes, for sure.
And
I'm better on than not on is basically where I'm at.
Exactly.
At this stage.
But right? Over time, I didn't right away do the music. And the candle are both new things. The candle has only been since this calendar year, so only the last couple months. The music I added in about 4 or 5 months ago. So I only got to that point recently, and slowing myself down with putting on the skincare, I think that only happened like 2 years ago. So there was like 8 years of like, what's the least amount that I can do? And then as I started seeing results and I started enjoying it more, and I got myself little cute bottles to make it fun for me. So, okay. So the tip is find something that you enjoy and then make it fun for yourself so that you want to keep doing it.
Yeah. I mean, the main thing here, something you enjoy, so you want to keep doing it. And B, whether Allegra's taking her time putting on her skincare and waiting between steps, like many dermatologists suggest you do, I'm definitely not doing that, y'all. I'm not waiting for things to absorb. So I don't know if I'm just throwing money down the toilet, but I'm getting it on. I have to say that even though I'm slapping it on, it's the mindset of this is for me, right? So even though it is, because we talked about quick and easy, right? That's what we're talking about here, is quick and easy. So it doesn't necessarily have to be. I mean, I aspire to someday get to Allegra level of skincare ritual. That's not where I'm at. My brain is not at. But I'll tell you what, though, when I do my skincare in the morning and then when I do it before I go to bed at night, both of these are slapping situations, right? Quickly applying. I still feel like this is for me. I still think, this is for me. I'm doing this for me. I care about me. I'm worth taking care of myself. Because quite honestly, yeah, like 10 years ago, super intimate, just like my bed making, right? Super intimate. And some days I'd be like really good about like doing, you know, skincare stuff. And that would last for like a week or two or whatever. And then I'd go to sleep with makeup on, you know? So that was this. So this is a huge step forward that
right, you're regular morning now.
Yeah, I'm regular doing morning and evening, and it's still quick, but it's the mindset. I'm looking at myself in the mirror, I'm putting it on, and I'm saying to myself, this is for you. This is a little love letter to you. This is a love letter to yourself right now, because it does feel nice. It does feel nice to wake up in the morning and feel like, oh, it's a little dewy still, you know what I mean? And not feel like, I got stuff caked on my face, you know? And it does, and it's for my future self too.
Yes.
One of the things that I have, because I'm always wanting to incorporate something good for myself, like something for before my, like I have to get up by 7. Gotta get up by 7 to get my kids to school on time, right? So I have my alarm set for 6:40 so that I can sit and I can sit, I can lay, stay still, still horizontal, lay in bed. I listen to like a morning kind of, it's either something, depending on my mood, morning meditation, morning motivation, something like that. Either A, something to get me energized and get me up in the morning. So I'll listen to different kinds of, I'm like a YouTube track addict. Like I'll just listen to, you know, either a talk that's inspiring or something, generally around 20 minutes. And the thing that I'll do before I get up is I got this solar wave for Christmas. Do you know this little stick thing that like glows? It's got the red light therapy. And the,
you didn't the tell vibration. Me this.
Oh, I didn't tell you?
No.
Oh, yeah. I got one for Christmas. And so I don't remember where I read it or saw a video or something about they said to do it in the morning as opposed to the evening. I'm not sure why. But anyway, I can be horizontal and listen to this thing while I just drop a little of the stuff on and just like, and it feels so relaxing and nice because it is warm. And like, you do really feel like it does help, supposedly help with some, you know, lymphatic drainage and stuff like that. Anyway, point is this, I do that before I get up, you know, so my face is, you know, have stuff on it from the night before. So it is clean-ish, right? It's been cleaned and it has stuff on it from the night before that's hopefully absorbed by that point. I put the little stuff on it and I do the wand, but I'm horizontal. It's before I get up, you know, and the wand, like the whole routine is, I think 12 minutes or something like that. I think that's the whole cycle of it. It goes goes through a 3-minute cycle every 4 times and then it ends. So 12 minutes of just, you know, it's warm and stuff. And it doesn't take away from my morning. It doesn't make my morning more hectic because I have to find 12 minutes to, you know, to scooch it in somewhere. Mm-hmm. And I wake up, or excuse me, I get up. I'm already awake at that point. I get up and I've already like gone ahead and, you know, done something nice for myself. And I don't have to squeeze it in later. And, you know, it's done. It's already done. It's done. It's checked off. So I encourage you, how can you be horizontal and still be nice to yourself? Yeah, something you enjoy horizontally. I'm not saying you have to go out and get a Solar Wave. We're not sponsored by Solar Wave, although, hey, Solar Wave, if you want to sponsor us, that'd be great. We're okay with
that. We both have them.
We both have them. We both use them. I think we both like, you like yours?
I do like mine, although I have a harder core. So, you know, for those of you who don't know, I do stand-up comedy for fun. And one of my jokes is, I know I'm getting old because my mom doesn't buy me gifts anymore. She buys me anti-aging products.
Yeah, that's, I got it for Christmas, girl. I was like, thanks? So, yay, thanks. Like, I'm like, what are you trying to say?
Yeah. So my mom got me something harder core. Mm-hmm. So Solar Wave is my travel one because it's so
gotcha.
Nice. Compact. And I do love that it's 4-in-1.
Yeah.
Versus, so I do sometimes still use it.
It's not as regular. Intense as like, there is ones that are just like specifically for one of the 4 things that it does.
Exactly. You know?
But yes, it's a little bit, it's not as hardcore, but it is better than the nothing that I've been doing before.
And it does feel nice.
So nice. And the warmth of it.
The warmth.
So it's really nice. Yeah. Anyway, but so find something you can do maybe also where you can still be horizontal. Like maybe it's just 5 minutes before your alarm goes off, right? Maybe it is just a 5-minute, maybe it is a 5-minute motivation track, or maybe it is a 5-minute, you know, something quick and easy and that you like.
That you like.
Right?
Mm-hmm. And don't be afraid to start small. 30 seconds of doing something that you like. It doesn't feel like a lot now, but it will grow. Like my skincare routine became what it was over the last 10 years. I never thought I would get to this point. I never planned to get to this point. I also never thought that it would be as calming and just like as something that I look forward to. Like it's so nice that I get up in the morning and I get to look forward to the very first thing that I do. Mm-hmm. So just think about it that way, to just have like 30 seconds of pure enjoyment. And guess what? If you enjoy it for 30 seconds, you're probably going to end up doing it a little bit longer, a little bit longer because you enjoy it. So if you want to create a, you know, a journal writing habit, an exercise habit, whatever it is, just don't be afraid to start small. Start with 30 seconds and then just watch it build from there. It will build. Natasha and I have seen it happen personally.
You've heard my stretching story, right? If you've listened to us before, you've heard about my stretching, like starting with 1 minute, that's, you know, we all have 60 seconds to prioritize ourselves here, because this is, there is also tons of research that the self-care does not have to look, of course, like beauty,
right,
by the way, beauty products, and does not have to look like anything like that. That self-care, like we said, can be a meditation. It can be, maybe you've been wanting to get back to journaling. Start with 60 seconds of journaling. Yeah. 60 seconds. Chances are you're going to do more than that, right? That those whole morning pages through the artist's way, her practice, the practice that she recommends, would do 3 pages. Well, that might feel like way too much. Maybe you do 1 page, maybe do half a page, whatever it is. If you knew that journaling was something you used to like, or you've never tried it and know it would really help you dump those crazy thoughts out of your head, start with, I'm going to write a sentence today. You know, that's, I mean, you know, maybe the next 7 days I'm going to write one sentence today. Great. Chances are you'll write more, but all you're asking yourself to do is one, you know? And so starting small is really helpful. It doesn't have to be something like expensive skincare wands. It doesn't have to be anything like that.
No.
And it definitely doesn't have to be something that doesn't have to add stress, right? This is, self-care isn't about, you know, adding stress.
No, it's about taking care of yourself, whatever that is that you need to do. And my final thought is something more about like tactical in terms of self-care, which is that self-care, you can make it even easier for yourself if you plan the night before. So if you do want a journal, put the journal right by your bed so that you see it right when you get up. If you want to drink more water, put that glass of water right by the bed. Prepare for itself. You know, prepare for your little bit of self-care, and you're much more likely to do it. We always talk about reducing friction between you and the thing that you want to do. So if you want to do it, make it that much easier by planning for it the night before, and it's much more likely to happen.
And if you're like me, not only do you have to put the journal next to your bed, you have to open it to the page you're going to write on, and you have to place the pen on it. I'm not joking, because for me, if it was a closed book, I would just walk by it. Like, it just doesn't register. But an open book with a pen going, hey, remember?
Hello. Yeah.
You know, it's like that one, it seems ridiculous. You're like, well, it's already there. Why would you just open it? But my brain would almost not even register it. But the act of just kind of maybe the reverse of like making your bed in the morning, opening the book on the night before and putting your pencil, you know, says tomorrow morning.
It probably tells your brain too, to like think about what I want to write tomorrow.
Yeah.
So
helping yourself set up for success the night before, if there's anything that you can set up for yourself the night before, do that.
And you might be listening to this and saying, yes, yes, self-care. I know I should. But I wanted to say one thing that Natasha and I've never heard anywhere else. And this is why we mention it, which is that I have found that my brain is so much quieter because I take care of these things that I know I want to do, and I know they're good for me. And when I wasn't doing them, the reminders were like open tabs in my brain. Like, oh, you still haven't put on sunscreen. You still haven't taken your vitamins. You still haven't gotten in movement. You still haven't drunk enough water. And just like when you have tons of windows open on your computer, one, they're distracting. And two, they're using up processing power, even if you're not aware of it.
Yeah, it's just running in the background.
And I fully believe that one of the reasons why I can show up for our business, Beyond Your Wildest Dreams, which Beyond Your Wildest Dreams is a second business for both Natasha and I. We have our own separate businesses, you know. But the reason we're able to do this, the reason we're able to write these books is because our brains are not being consumed with these open tabs that take up a surprising amount of your energy. Because I know I used to remember sitting here working and I'd be like, God, I still haven't put on sunscreen. Well, then I'm thinking about the fact that I haven't put on sunscreen. I'm not actually working. I remember those days vividly. So do this for the quiet of the brain. It is so nice.
And it does have like a snowball effect, because quite honestly, you know, until Allegra and I started working together, of course, self-care, it got super buzzy during the pandemic too, right? And became a big talking point, right? And rightly so, because self-care is healthcare. Self-care is mental healthcare as well, right? As Allegra was just saying, it has a snowball effect where it's like, yes, I'm just slapping on skincare, but in that moment there, I'm taking a moment for myself and I'm giving the message to myself, you're worth this time, even though it's only a couple minutes at that point, right? You're worth this time. And I just want to say that, like, you know, I'm not doing self-care perfectly. I'm not doing my habits perfectly. There are days I miss. Allegra just said something about supplements just now. I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot to take my supplements. Haven't done that yet, right? So, but yeah, that is running as a tab in the background. And some weeks I'm way better on keeping on top of my supplements than other weeks. But the point is, like, I've gone ahead, like, just that that skincare thing has actually gone ahead and snowballed into having feelings of better worthiness, really, like that. And that's expanded on itself into other areas. That's the self-care inside of the skincare routine that I'm doing. It's true. It's 100% true. Now, I'm not the most consistent person in the world, and maybe you struggle with consistency, and then we have other, we'll talk about that kind of stuff on some other podcasts and stuff too. But I just want to say that, like, wedge in that teeny little bit of self-care, make it something you like, make it small so that it's not a huge hurdle to get over. And while you're doing it, whether it's 30 seconds or 50 seconds or 5 minutes, 30 minutes, just remind yourself that this is for you and you're worth it. You're worth the time that it takes to do it. And that 30 seconds will hopefully expand into more than 30 seconds, but you're worth it. You're worth doing it.
And if you want to go deeper on this and develop a morning ritual, we actually have a 2-minute video training series, and you can get that. You can sign up for that at tinyurl.com/CYMR videos. Create your morning ritual videos. And, you know, check that out and join us and create a morning ritual for yourself. We would love to hear how it has changed your life when you get
to that. It's super fun because it's like little bite-sized training. It's 2-minute videos 3 days in a row. So you have a little 2-minute video. We give you a little something to work on that first day, second day, third day. By the third day, you're hopefully getting ahead and going ahead and doing what we talked about, right? So it's totally worth 2 minutes of your time, 3 days in a row. You are worth it. You're worth way more than that, but you're worth at least that. So, you know, check that out, tinyurl.com/CYMR videos, which just means create your morning ritual videos is what that stands for. And, you know, Legra and I were just talking about how ritual almost sounds like, oh my goodness, a ritual. Gosh, that's, you know, like, usually think it's like long and involved, but remember what we said here today, that it really is about wedging in something small, doable, so that you come back to do it quick and easy. Quick and easy.
Yes. And we will be here next Thursday, 9:30 Pacific, 12:30 Eastern. We're going to talk about some time-saving meal prep hacks, which is something, a topic we haven't discussed before. So I'm so excited to talk about it. Mm-hmm. You know, as we say, planning makes everything easier. Mm-hmm. So of course, planning makes meals easier. So we're going to talk about that.
I'm terrible at meal planning. Okay. I'm terrible at it. Like terrible, terrible. So, you know,
this isn't going to be meal planning that you think.
Right.
Like,
it's not like that. There are people out there who are like meal planning experts where it's not that exactly, but you know, but always,
this is how we use planning.
How we do it and planning just in general. It's just, man, that whole metric of 1 minute of planning saves you 10 minutes of doing is legit. It's true.
Yep. So join us for that. We'll see you then. Until then, bye.
We'll see you next Thursday. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us for the Harness the Power of Planning podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe wherever you listen.